Hello, this is Aslan. Today is Tuesday, December 15th, 2009. At least I believe it is the 15th. For some reason, I can't remember. Seem to remember the dates lately, although I remember what day it is. So, forgive me for that. I have spent the afternoon, as I have spent many an afternoon lately, working on the guest room. I have finished the bulk of the room now, and have put almost everything back into place. The walls are painted, most of the ceiling is painted. Well, the blue's painted on the ceiling. I still need to paint the clouds, and that'll take me a few months. Hour here and an hour there. Painting on the ceiling takes a long time, but it seems to be good on my back and bad on my back at the same time. Gives it some strength, forces me to sit up straight, but at the same time I tend to end up doing it too long and hurting myself, so I need to pace myself a little bit better with that. I put the couch back. Tonight I got a couple end tables. I only wanted to spend $20 or $30 on each, but I spent a bit more than that. Not super spendy, but I got a couple very nice looking end tables. I'll have pictures up on the web tonight of those tables that I put together tonight. Enjoyed doing that. And I got two wall sconces, but one of them was broken, so I have to take it back to Target tomorrow. I'll get another one. They were $12, so that wasn't too bad. Now, the room is situated in such a fashion that I can actually enjoy it again, so I'm looking forward to actually being able to meditate again in the room, or sitting there and read or whatnot, and don't know when I'll have guests over, but it'll be good to have guests over again, and have them enjoy this beautiful room that I've put a month of my life, and I don't even want to know how much money I put into, probably overall, when consider all the paint, the siding, the end tables, everything, it probably came to about $1,000 over several months, getting this and that, and probably half of that's on my Lowe's card, so I'll still have to pay it back, but that's good. And I'll have a month to just finishing it up before I get to the next house project, which is going back to my art room and finishing that room, which is about a quarter done. So I feel a lot more invigorated and ready to take on that project now that I've done this other one, which was hard, but I didn't have to do staining and finishing. Staining and finishing is a bit more tricky than just painting a wall. Some other things I have left to do on the room. I'm going to put some shelving up so I can put books on the walls, candles, that kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to being able to do that. And I will probably make them all myself. So I have everything I need to do that. Probably one or two more shelf pieces, and I'll do some routing and stuff. So I'll probably do that this upcoming weekend, and still kind of need to figure out the design and where I want the shelves and how I want them to look and make it so people don't bang into them. I have to be particularly careful because my dad's blind and they use the room. I don't want him running into things on the walls, or he has a tendency, if you tell him something's there, he wants to feel it. So I don't want him knocking shit all over the place. Forgive my French. So yeah, I feel good about that. And like I said, a few finishing touches, and I need to find wait till I have some money again. Need to find a good blanket or comforter that'll go with the couch and bring out the room. I'm thinking maybe a purple, dark purple to match the bottom of the room. The other reason for getting that, besides just the look, is it keeps the cats from ripping up the material on the couch, which I have a tendency to do because I won't declaw them because I don't want to have to do that to my cats. I think the only condition where I'd actually do that is if I got married. And the odds of that are about 5%, so I don't think cats are getting declawed anytime soon. So, I've been doing that. My body's been up and down as usual, but I've been just pushing myself. My My back hurts, but it's tolerable. Both my knees have been really hurting me. It doesn't seem to be much I can do about that. Been working tonight too, going back and forth between that. A lot of major file copies, 80 gigs and up, so it just takes a while, and I have to do a lot of babysitting. It's getting kind of annoying. Here I am, a senior engineer. It seems like most of my time, some weeks, is just spent in doing a lot of maintenance and file copies and machine configuration and installing Windows updates and what have you. Getting a little tired of it. But anyway, so yeah, I'm happy to do that, and I'm thinking about what I want to do with the hallway at some point. I want it to have a uniform look, and right now it just kind of looks like crap. I did get new doorknobs for all the doors upstairs, so they have almost a consistent look between them now, and the doorknobs are nice, and they actually open, unlike some of the older ones I had, which the one in my bedroom stopped working for about a week. I'd have to fight it sometimes up to a minute to get in my room. It was so frustrating. So what else is going on with my life? Not really much. Don't have any plans for Christmas. My best friend Sophie will be coming to visit in January, so that's one of the reasons I've been working on the room, and there's some meaning to the room because I want to give her and her husband a very comfortable place to stay, and I'm looking forward to getting to know him. That's about it for my life. Otherwise, I'm planning to write some Christmas cards by hand to my family, my brother's family, my sister's family, and my parents. That'll be really the Christmas presents for everybody this year. As for me, body's been up and down, like I said, but emotionally I've been too. Get a good night of sleep, then a bad night of sleep. Seems like every other night I'm having nightmares, and they're very different than the nightmares I used to have, where people were just being mean to me, and I would say, "Hey, why are you being mean to me? You know, what's up? Please stop it." And they just wouldn't. They'd just get meaner when I would ask them to stop, which is a reflection of a lot of aspects of my real life. I seem to attract people into my life that will, from time to time, treat me badly, and when I say, "Hey, please stop," it doesn't matter how calmly I say it, how nicely I say it, it just seems to piss them off. I don't know why some people are like that. It's frustrating, but it seems like the only thing I can do is just not be around people. I did go to Unitarian Church this past Sunday for the second time. This is the first time I went on my own. I was a bit nervous about it, and I did talk to the minister and one of the helpers after the service, and that went okay. And they were welcoming and kind. I just was like, felt like, oh my God, they're going to find out that I'm socially retarded and I've got no friends and no life. I shouldn't say that. I have two friends. Well, three friends. I got Sophie, I've got Melissa, who I see maybe once every couple weeks, and Seth, who I hang out with about once a month. So yeah, I'm going to try to get my butt in gear and go to church every Sunday, if for no other reason than to get myself out of the house. And there's a Toastmasters club there, and meets Thursdays at 7, so I'm going to check out that club this coming Thursday if my body's feeling up to it and I'm not too tired. Don't know how up I'll be to actually speaking. Usually new people at a Toastmasters club, they'll at least ask you to stand up, introduce yourself, and share a little bit about yourself, so I'll be ready for that. I've been having interesting dreams the last couple months, where I keep going back to what seems like Eugene, but it's not Eugene. It doesn't look like any place in Eugene that I've been in, and last night I had this dream that I was like flying over this place, which was and wasn't Eugene. And now with the person I was with, I said, oh, this isn't Eugene, but this is the place that I'm happy, you know, and I want to find these houses and stores and shops and coffee shops or whatever where I know I can be happy. Didn't get there. I woke up too soon. But I'm trying to figure out what that is all about, whether it's some psychic dream or me just trying to work something out. I don't know. All my life I've been extremely good at dream interpretation, both for other people and myself. I can usually figure out my dreams within minutes of waking up. But past 6 months I've been having dreams unlike dreams I've had my entire life. They don't make much sense to me. A lot of times it just confuses me and upsets me, quite honestly. I can't make sense of any of it, but I'm just glad when I'm not having the nightmares, because the nightmares now, they're completely different. They tend to be I'm alone, I know I've been abandoned, and I just cry or wail or, you know, whatever, and no one notices, no one cares, and the main people responsible for it are nowhere to be found. And I just know that they're never going to show up. They're never going to, I guess you could say they're never going to save me, but my feeling is more that they just don't care about how I feel and how they've affected my life. And that there is no, there's no symbolism there. It's pretty much what it is in real life. It's just in the dreams. It goes on and on and on, and I can't stop crying, and I just feel terrible. Just like death itself. So I hope I don't have any of those dreams tonight. Never know. Never know if it's going to be a night where I'm waking up a lot, tossing and turning in pain. Have dreams now where I'm in pain in the dreams, which is no fun. I'm sure I'm just, you know, when I wake up, I go, oh, I gotta turn on my side or whatever, because my back or my leg or something is killing me, and it's not fun. These back problems, this fibromyalgia or whatever it is, isn't fun. I wish my life had gone the way that I wanted it to, that I dreamed about it going, you know, getting married to this woman that I just think the world of, and having that, not just a social support system there, but a physical support system, someone to help out when I just physically can't keep up or can't keep parts of the house clean or what have you. It's like I can't plan from day to day. I didn't know I'd be able to work on the bedroom tonight. And I'm just amazed that I've been able to regularly lately. But at the same time, it can really screw me up. Sunday, I push myself a little bit too hard. Problem is, sometimes I can't tell when I'm doing it. And then I just couldn't go to work Monday. I just couldn't get to sleep till late, and my body was dead, and I spent almost all of Monday in bed recouping from that. And yeah, I just wish I had some support there. And it's not like I need someone to babysit me like I'm an invalid, but God, it'd be nice to just have that support where sometimes I could enjoy a meal that someone else made and just enjoy someone else's conversation and have a hug and all that good stuff that so many people take for granted. You know, like everybody else, I've been inundated with all the news of Tiger Woods, and I honestly don't care. It's his life, and I think it should be private, and I don't want to know about it. When I see news links on the internet, I don't click on them because I don't want to know. It's not my business. I stay out of it. But when I have, you know, learned that he's done some indiscretions towards his wife. My thought is just, you know, I understand that no matter how rich or poor you are, we all suffer, we all want to get our needs met. You know, I don't have this weird fantasy that just because he's a multimillionaire, gets paid $100 million by Gatorade to have his eyeballs, you know, just like my eyes on my website, just a picture like that, he gets $100,000 for it. Just because he has all that doesn't mean he's going to be happy or content, or he doesn't, you know, get into fights with his wife, or doesn't feel frustrated or lonely or whatever. And I think it's just absolutely ridiculous that anybody would make that kind of assumption. But I do admit that I am slightly judgmental in not the success, the fame, or the money, but that he's got a beautiful wife and he's fucking around with other people. And I'm like, shit, what I would do for a wife, someone that I could fight with and work things out with, and someone that was committed to me. I don't know what the fuck that's like. What the hell is that like? To be able to come home every day and say, honey, I'm home. And have your good days and your bad days. But always know that, you know, that person's going to be there for you, and you're going to be there for them. It's just something I've always wanted, and it's something I have worked towards. And although I have met a couple people that have worked hard with me, they never would go to the level of commitment where they could say, hey, I love you, I'm here for you, I'm not leaving you, and everything's going to be okay. And just to be able to hear that sometimes, it frustrates me when people judge other people by their money, their fame, their success, or anything else, because when it comes down to it, if you look at the psychology, if you look at the studies, if you look at everything else, health and happiness comes from community and family and acceptance and loyalty and trust and companionship. Those are the most important things in life. This is not a value system I'm projecting on the world. It's something I know for a fact is the reality. I know the studies back it up. And I know when I have something that's close to that, I'm happier than I ever am or ever have been, even when things are going wrong sometimes, or, you know, I don't feel like I'm being treated well sometimes. Even then, I'm a thousand times happier than I've been the last 4 to 6 months, which has just been nightmarish. I don't even... describe how it's been. I muddle my way through, and I keep my chin up, and I keep getting up every time I fall down, but my God, I've just never been to a place like this, and sometimes I just go, fuck, when is this going to end? I really honestly don't know if it really will, because sometimes it doesn't. This idea that we'll find happiness if we have the right attitude. It's just bullshit. I had the right attitude for a long time. First 6 months of this year, even though I went through a lot of shit, most of the time I had the right attitude. Most of this summer, absolutely had the right attitude. All summer long. Had my downs, but rest of the time, I was happy. I knew what I wanted. I was focused. I just... And nothing went right. You know, I just waited patiently. I had faith. I had hope. And I got buggered over really good. But as I see that, or as I see it, I had two choices. I could have done that, or I could have just given up and accepted the place where I'm at now and said, okay, that's fine. I'll just be there. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to have faith in the people that I love. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to be committed. I'm going to be loyal. I'm going to keep my promises. And this world's definitely survival of the fittest, and fittest doesn't necessarily equate with all so many of the values that we have of good and hope and love and faith and warmth and all that. It does when you're surrounded with a community of people that believe that, but when you're accepted by a community of people that believe that same thing. But I don't have that community, and I'm not accepted by very many people. Certainly end up spending most of my time completely alone. Anyway, I can get back to it. I have a couple things I want to paint before I start getting ready for bed and check in on work. Then gonna read a book by Philip Zimbardo, a very famous psychologist that I studied under, you could say, when I was a psychology student. Did a very famous research experiment in the 70s, I believe it was the 70s, called the Stanford Prison Experiment. And that experiment is one reason I am completely against the penal system that we have. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and it doesn't help most people. It just makes a certain portion of our society more comfortable because they feel safe because people are locked up, but it's just ridiculous. Anyway, thank you for taking the time to listen. Glad to take a moment to actually try doing this again, and I'll post the latest pictures I have up on the website later tonight before I go to bed. Take care. Miss you. Love you. Bye.